This is Chris.
And this is Jim.
And this is Double Dome Digitally Speaking.
Enjoy the show.
Welcome back to The Deep Dive. Today, we're taking on a pretty critical mission, actually. We want to analyze the real measurable value of your organic search visitors.
Yeah, and we're not just talking about surface-level stuff like total clicks or traffic volume.
Exactly. We're diving into sources that argue pretty strongly that focusing only on traffic volume might be, well, one of the biggest strategic mistakes you can make.
It really is the difference between just collecting names on a list and actually collecting genuinely qualified prospects.
Mm-hmm.
And the core insight, you know, across all the material we looked at today is this. You've got to stop treating all your website traffic as if it's the same. It just isn't.
Yeah.
That really valuable, sustainable resource,
yeah.
Often it's coming from visitors via organic search, and it's often the most misallocated resource too.
Right. So this deep dive isn't just another reminder that, you know, SEO is important. We all know that. It's more about understanding the financial side, the strategic gears that unlock the actual value of those organic visitors.
Yeah. Getting under the hood a bit.
And when you really grasp this, you start moving past just looking at standard web analytics. You start impacting fundamental business metrics, things like profitability, scalable growth, the important stuff.
And what's fascinating here, I think, is that the goal is really transformation. We want to show you how recognizing this properly should actually shift how you allocate your budget, your resources.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to look at why these intent-driven visitors matter more than just sheer volume, and critically, how you measure their bottom line impact, you know, tracking things like customer lifetime value.
And then the practical side too.
Absolutely. And then the specific actions you actually need to take to capture this, well, potential goldmine.
Okay, let's unpack that core value proposition then. If traffic is traffic, as some people might think, why are organic search visitors inherently more valuable? What's the real difference, behaviorally or psychologically?
It really boils down to active intent versus, let's say, a passive push. That's the fundamental split.
Okay, explain that a bit more.
An organic visitor, right? They've opened Google or Bing, and they've actively told the search engine what problem they have or what solution they need. They're engaged in finding an answer.
They're driving the process.
Exactly. They're self-qualifying, in a way, based on the problem your business solves. Now, contrast that with someone who clicks a paid ad. Often, they were just browsing, maybe reading an article or scrolling social media, and then they were sort of interrupted, pushed towards a product or service.
That intent difference feels really powerful. You know, if I'm searching for, let's say, forensic accounting services for litigation support or emergency locksmith open now, I'm not just browsing. That's specific.
Precisely. You're expressing an urgent or at least a very defined high value need in that moment. You're not just kicking tires.
Right.
And that inherent intent automatically places the organic visitor much closer to the bottom of the sales funnel, typically. They might not need those lengthy awareness or consideration phases nearly as much.
So they're potentially ready to convert faster, or at least talk to someone.
Often, yes. Much more ready than, say, a cold lead you generated through some generic brand awareness campaign. It just reduces that sales friction dramatically.
Okay, but I should probably play devil's advocate for a second, drawing on, you know, another angle from the sources. Isn't the upfront investment in SEO, the content, the tech audits, link building, isn't that often way higher and frankly slower than people expect?
That's a fair point, and it comes up a lot.
I mean, a PPC campaign can give you leads tomorrow, right? Huh. SEO. Well, it's a slow burn, takes time.
It absolutely does take time. And that's a crucial point because it touches on probably the biggest financial misconception here. Paid ads, yes, they offer quick wins, no doubt. But you are essentially renting attention.
Renting attention, I like that.
The second you turn off that budget, the leads dry up. Poof,
gone.
Yeah. It's a very linear cost structure. Spend money, get leads, stop spending, leads stop.
Okay.
SEO, on the other hand, it's fundamentally an investment. It compounds over time. You're building durable infrastructure, not just renting space.
So every dollar you spend on optimizing a page or creating good content keeps working for you.
Exactly. It delivers a stronger, much longer term return precisely because it starts to reduce your dependency on that expensive, continuous paid advertising cycle.
So we're shifting from thinking about it like a quick, maybe expensive sprint to more like building the infrastructure for a profitable marathon.
That's a perfect analogy.
Yeah.
And that framing leads us straight into the whole long-term impact discussion, which is really about building genuine digital assets.
Digital assets, meaning the content itself.
Yes. When you invest properly in, say, an optimized service page or a really high-value blog post that answers customer questions, that piece of content works for you 24/7. It can generate leads sometimes years after you first published it.
And crucially, it doesn't just vanish when an ad campaign budget runs out.
Precisely. It sticks around, continuing to provide value.
And the source material we looked at, it details like 4 major long-term benefits when you really adopt this asset-building mindset. One that jumped out at me immediately was the freedom it gives you.
Freedom from what?
Freedom from being totally reliant on those expensive paid channels for every single new lead. Just making that shift gives a business so much more financial resilience, doesn't it?
Absolutely. And that resilience, it translates directly into lower operating costs over the long run. Your overall customer acquisition cost, your CAC, it starts to drop, often significantly over time.
How does that work exactly?
Well, as those digital assets, your optimized content, start doing more of the heavy lifting for lead generation, the average cost you pay per qualified lead naturally goes down.
Okay, that makes sense. Lower CAC, what else?
Predictability. This strategy is really what builds a predictable, sustainable pipeline of inbound leads. You stop having to desperately chase prospects all the time, which, let's be honest, is where a lot of businesses find themselves stuck.
Right. Instead, the prospects start finding you, and ideally, right when they actually need your help. That predictability must be vital if you're trying to scale up.
It's fundamental for scaling. You can plan resources much better. And the fourth big benefit, it's really about market dominance.
How so?
SEO, particularly for competitive terms, is often pretty close to a zero-sum game on the search results page. There are only so many top spots. If you achieve high visibility, if you rank well consistently, you are actively directly outranking your competitors.
And essentially capturing market share they might have otherwise gotten.
Exactly. Just by establishing your business as the most authoritative, most visible presence online for those key searches.
You know, this idea of brand authority came up quite a bit too. The sources argue that high visibility and organic search isn't just about getting clicks. It's about a sort of fundamental transfer of trust.
Explain that. What do you mean by transfer of trust?
Well, the idea is when Google puts a result right at the top, especially for something complex like, say, personal injury law or maybe even niche services like elder care planning, the average user tends to trust that result almost implicitly.
Okay. Because the search engine vetted it in a way.
Right. Google said, this is the best answer. Oh. And that trust transfer, the sources argue, is a huge driver of growth.
And that makes sense. It likely applies across the board, doesn't it? Doesn't really matter how complex the service is.
Seems like it. Whether you're talking about technical home services like HVAC installation or, you know, emergency locksmith services or really sophisticated things like family law, that organic authority kind of acts as a pre-approval.
So you spend less time convincing the prospect you're credible.
Because the search engine placement has already done a big chunk of that work for you.
That's a powerful advantage. Okay, so if the theory holds water, that these organic leads really are superior, the obvious next question is, how do we prove it?
Yeah, how do we move this from a good hypothesis to something measurable, something that impacts the actual bottom line? We need the right tracking, right?
Absolutely. And you have got to move past those vanity metrics, like just total traffic or rankings alone. The first step, and it's fundamental, but honestly, often poorly done, is you must track conversions by source. Meticulously.
Meaning you know exactly which form fill or phone call or demo request came from an organic search click.
Precisely. You need your analytics set up. Google Analytics or whatever you use configured correctly to identify every single goal completion that originated from that specific organic search channel. And critically, separate it cleanly from, say, direct traffic or referral traffic, which often gets muddled.
I bet a huge number of companies fall down right there. They just lump valuable organic leads into generic buckets like direct or...
They absolutely do. And that obscures the real value, making it harder to justify, you know, continued or increased SEO investment.
Okay, so step one, track conversions by source. What's next?
Step two is then to calculate your ROI over time correctly. This means comparing the initial and ongoing costs of your SEO efforts against the actual revenue generated specifically from those tracked organic leads.
And the overtime part is key here, right?
Crucial. Because unlike paid ads, where the revenue stops when the ads stop, that organic revenue stream keeps going. The content you invested in a month or years ago can still be producing revenue today. You have to factor in that lasting value.
Right. It's not just a snapshot calculation. And this leads us, I think, to the really critical third step, maybe the biggest aha moment for businesses focused on profitability, monitoring customer lifetime value, or CLV. Why is CLV such a key metric for organic visitors?
Okay, so this gets back to the customer psychology we talked about earlier. Because these organic visitors actively sought you out, usually with pretty high intent, the data consistently shows they often become measurably higher quality, longer-term customers.
Higher quality how?
They tend to be inherently more loyal.
Mm-hmm.
Think about it. They feel like they found the solution themselves. They weren't just sold something. They feel smart for finding you.
Ah, that sense of cognitive ownership.
Exactly. It seemed to fundamentally strengthen the future relationship. And that translates directly into better retention metrics, fewer cancellations or churn, and therefore a significantly higher customer lifetime value compared to customers acquired through other, perhaps less intent-driven channels.
That makes perfect sense. So the overall measurement insight is really clear then. The value of organic search goes way beyond just click counts. It directly delivers qualified leads that convert well and, crucially, stick around longer, providing a measurable lift to the bottom line.
It really is a whole shift in mindset, isn't it? You stop optimizing just for visibility or traffic, and you start optimizing for acquiring the highest value customer.
Okay, great. So we understand the why and the how to measure it. Let's shift gears now to action. How do we take this insight about high-value organic traffic and actually turn it into a repeatable, predictable, scalable growth engine for a business?
Right. The practical application. The sources we looked at really highlight five necessary strategic components that need to work together.
Okay, lay them out for us. What's number one?
Number one is sophisticated keyword targeting. And I mean sophisticated. This is definitely not about just chasing the highest volume, most generic phrases anymore.
No dentist keyword, you mean?
Uh-huh. Probably not, unless you have a massive budget. It's about prioritizing high-quality, high-intent terms that your ideal prospects, your best potential customers, are actually typing into search engines.
And the strategy might differ too, right? Like for an established company versus a startup.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
The sources noted that. For a big enterprise, it might be about capturing broader market share or expanding into adjacent service areas. For a newer or smaller business, it might be smarter to focus on hyper-niche, long-tail phrases first things,
yeah,
with lower search volume but very high conversion potential and less competition, getting those quick wins.
Quality over volume every single time. Okay, so you identify the right keywords. Then what? You need the substance, right?
That's component number two, content that converts. It's not enough just to rank. The page has to actually do its job. You need to develop content that is genuinely educational, builds trust, and is tailored very specifically to where that searcher is in their buyer's journey.
So different content for someone just learning about a problem versus someone ready to hire.
Exactly. Someone in the early awareness phase needs unbiased, helpful information. Someone closer to the decision phase needs trust signals, clear value propositions, maybe case studies, and really easy ways to take the next step, contact you, request a quote, whatever it is.
Makes sense. Content tailored to intent. What's third?
Then you've got the technical foundations. This is robust on-page optimization, making sure your actual web pages are structured correctly so search engines can understand them and reward them with visibility.
And that's more than just putting the keyword in the title tag, I assume?
Oh, much more these days. We're talking about things like clear headings, H1s, H2s, logical site structure, internal linking, image optimization, but also increasingly technical elements like structured data markup, schema, and crucially, page experience signals, core web vitals. Is the site fast? Is it mobile friendly? Is it easy to use? Search engines care a lot about that now.
Okay, keywords, content, on-page tech. What's number four?
Number four is authority building. You need to strengthen your website's ranking power, and that often requires external validation. This is where things like earning high-quality backlinks come in.
Backlinks are still important, then.
Quality backlinks, yes. Getting links from other reputable websites, industry publications, maybe thought leaders in your space. It signals to search engines that your site, your content, is a trustworthy and authoritative source of information. It builds your site's credibility in the eyes of Google.
Got it. Authority signals, and the final piece.
Well, a strategy is only as good as your ability to track if it's working, right? So the fifth component is robust performance tracking. And again, going beyond just vanity metrics.
So not just rankings.
Rankings are part of it, sure. But you need to consistently measure the key performance indicators that actually matter to the business. That means tracking organic traffic trends, yes. But more importantly, the volume of qualified leads coming from organic, and critically, the ultimate revenue generated from that organic pipeline, connecting the dots all the way to the bank.
Right, closing the loop. Mm-hmm. Keywords, content, on-page, authority, and tracking.
It's really the synergistic combination of all five of those working together.
Right.
That's what ensures your SEO strategy isn't just bringing visitors, but is actively driving genuine, scalable business growth by capturing those high CLV customers we talked about.
Okay, so bringing this all together for you, the listener, the final summary here really emphasizes that contrast we've kind of built throughout this discussion.
Yeah, the core takeaway.
While paid advertising, you know, it delivers those instant clicks, but they're temporary and they require that constant ongoing investment. A really strong, well-executed SEO strategy delivers long-lasting results.
Sustainable results.
Exactly. Results that systematically strengthen your sales pipeline, can drastically reduce your customer acquisition costs over time, and ultimately build a solid foundation for scalable, predictable market dominance.
And that leaves us with, I think, a really critical final thought for everyone listening to Mullover, is building directly on what the source material suggests. If organic search traffic demonstrably and reliably produces customers with a measurably higher customer lifetime value, and the data really does point strongly in that direction, then how should that knowledge fundamentally change your entire company's budget allocation for growth?
That's a big question.
It is. Should SEO stop being viewed merely as, you know, a line item under marketing expense? Should it perhaps instead be viewed and treated as an appreciating business asset, something that directly builds long-term brand equity and financial stability?
That reframing, thinking of it as an asset versus just an expense, that really might be the key to unlocking truly predictable and profitable growth in today's digital world.
Something to think about.
Definitely something to think about. We hope you can take these insights and apply them to your own strategy. Thanks for diving deep with us today.
Thanks, everyone.
We'll catch you on the next one.
We hope you enjoyed today's topic.
Be sure to like, comment, and follow us.
And check out our other shows, all related to digital marketing.
Whether you're a web designer, Google Ads specialist, or a small business owner, we've got a show that'll help you get clarity on what's trending now in digital marketing.
And if you need help,
with 25 years of experience across 30 plus industries and thousands of projects, we deliver ruthlessly effective Google Ads, SEO, and omnichannel digital marketing campaigns.
Learn how you can get consistent leads in 30 days or less using our proven digital marketing strategies.
Contact us at doubledome.com to set up a free consultation.